Greetings, Saints. Many blessings to you. Thank you for joining us today for the Unleavened Bread Bible Study. God, we thank you so much, Lord, for all you're doing for your people. We thank you that you are draining the swamp, Lord, in the church and in the state. And you're using everything towards that end. We thank you. We believe in your sovereignty, O Lord. And we praise you for preserving your saints from the beast to come. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, we're going to talk a little bit about preserved from the beast, number two. I want to talk to you first about the sinister connection behind the beast vaccine. Yes. Let me say that Moderna Pharmaceutical was in the third and final stage of their COVID vaccine development. The first CEO of Moderna was Anthony Fauci. He was a roommate, of course, of Bill Gates at Cornell University. Of course, these men and their company is at the center of the deep state Satanist depopulation cult. At Cornell, Bill Gates developed the RFID, radio frequency identification, and patented, and I'll put the number here, so they could put it in their vaccine in preparation for the Mark of the Beast. Moderna was started in Germany under the name of IG Farben, who was infamous for mass production of Zytalin B. That was the gas used to kill millions in the Holocaust. And after war, IG Farben sold its assets to George Soros, who rebranded the company as Moderna. The primary stockholder of Moderna was Jeffrey Epstein. Are you catching on here? Who made a fortune off of and established his connections from Moderna. Bill Gates, Anthony Fauci, George Soros, and the World Health Organization were the major funders for the Wuhan lab that developed and released the COVID-19 virus pandemic on the world. And, of course, that was so that they could make a depopulation vaccine and people would beg them for it. And it's working. The Wuhan lab was connected by a deep underground tunnel to the Three Gorges Dam, where the Chinese Communist Party had facilities for their own major source of funding, and an international child kidnapping ring, production of adrenochrome, which was from the blood of a traumatized and sacrificed child, and Bitcoin. Trump and the alliance were working with Russian President Vladimir Putin, India Prime Minister Narendra Modi, and Chinese President Xi Jinping to take down the Chinese Communist Party and their child torture adrenochrome production paid for through Bitcoin. Word was, Alliance Special Ops forces were finishing rescue missions in tortured children caged in compromised Three Gorges Dam underground tunnel, hoping to get them out before the dam broke. I believe that many will die, from what I've read, from April to September of 2021, from the second COVID shot. And those that don't die will have the mind of the beast, as we're going to see. COVID-19 vaccine, second shot, It's been reported that people may not be able to recover from this, even in med bed technology, says Kent Dunn. The second shot, common reaction, is stroke or heart problems. I want to say that there is only one recovery from this garbage, and that's the Lord. And those that believe in Him will have a Passover lamb. It doesn't matter if they foolishly took these shots or not, if they will believe it. And why has the CDC just released a zombie apocalypse preparation guide? Well, if you thought the U.S. was caught with its proverbial pants down, according to this article, and unprepared for the COVID-19 coronavirus pandemic, imagine what would happen should a zombie apocalypse grip our country. And we've already seen the testings of this out there, and I'll explain that a little later. Would political leaders try to minimize the problem, claiming that becoming a rotting corpse with body parts falling off is not so bad? Or continuously say that the apocalypse was rounding the corner? Yeah. Would people be arguing about how many people actually have become zombies, claiming that some zombies were actually people who just needed a little more sun? Would some political leaders push for a herd immunity strategy in which the country just allows the apocalypse to happen? After all, simply letting everyone become a zombie could solve so many problems, such as wondering what to wear each day and not having enough toilet paper around, right? Well, we are seeing the swamp being drained, even by the wicked out there. It's being drained. The faction, who did it take out? Those that were sinners. What is happening now? The same thing. Okay? So just see God's sovereignty in this, okay? A zombie apocalypse could be a major disaster, and our country is probably not adequate prepared to such a eventuality. That doesn't mean that the CDC has no advice. The CDC does offer a zombie preparedness guide. I'll give you the link here, which contains some useful information. Well, for example, they recommend having an emergency kit in your house, and that doesn't mean just a stash of avocado toast or tequila. Instead, according to the CDC, such an emergency kit should have the following: water, food, medications, tools, supplies, sanitation and hygiene, clothing and bedding, important documents, and first aid supplies. Okay. And that's their advice. It's not mine. My advice is get your Bible out and read it. You know, find out what the Lord has done for you, which is including conquering your enemies and including giving you His health, on and on. Again, much of the advice offered by the CDC Zombie Preparedness website is applicable to many different emergencies, not just a zombie apocalypse. The CDC does say that its website began as a tongue-in-cheek campaign. Uh-huh. But we don't believe them now. So, the CDC doesn't seem to be saying that a zombie apocalypse will happen in 2021 or anytime soon. They're not claiming it's going to happen, but it is happening. And then there's a link here to the CDC's Zombie Apocalypse Preparedness Guide. Okay, here's an article by Mike Adams. Before we get into some good revelations from God here, 600 strains of an aerosolized thought control vaccine already tested on humans, deployed via air, food, and water. Yes, and they've been doing this. And this was back in, Mike Adams wrote this back in January of 2015. According to the document you're about to see, for the last 8 years, government scientists have actively engineered viral vaccines designed to alter thoughts and beliefs by infecting the brain and suppressing genetic expression of neurological cells. Dispersion of these vaccines has been tested via high-altitude aerosolized sprays, highway vehicles, the water supply, and even the food system. As you'll see in the document and video below, the vaccine was intended from the start to be deployed against civilian populations, and 600 strains of infectious viruses were tested on human subjects. One of the transmission vectors documented in the testing exploited an influenza strain to spread the mind-infecting virus as a pandemic. The point of all this is to infect the minds of the population and transform people into what the government calls normal. From the government's point of view, of course, normal means obedient and mindless. This is all described in a video and a document that surfaced several years ago, but which are only now beginning to connect the dots as the medical police state in America accelerates to insane levels of aggression against the population. See recent stories on medical kidnapping in Arkansas, CPS kidnapping of children in Arizona for starters. Using aerosolized stealth vaccines as tools of behavioral control and mind alteration. And here's a YouTube video described as leaked Pentagon video. Features a Bill Gates sounding scientist explaining in cold calculating language how engineered vaccines can eliminate behavior that's considered undesirable by the government. Starting at the 3 minute mark, you can hear this scientist explaining how a vaccine can turn a fanatic into a normal person. A normal person, of course, means a person who is obedient to government authority. Here's a partial transcript of the presentation from 2005, which we ourselves transcribed. The scientist. And that would have the effect, which is essentially to turn a fanatic into a normal person. Audience, person from the audience. How would you suggest that this is going to be dispersed? Via aerosol? Scientists, the present plan and the tests that we've done so far have used respiratory viruses such as flu or rhinoviruses, and we believe that a satisfactory way to get the exposure of the largest part of the population. And we're quite confident this would be a very successful approach. Person from the audience, what's the name of this proposal? Scientists, the name is FunVax, the vaccine for religious fundamentalism. The proposal has just been submitted, and I think the data that I have shown you today would support the development of this project, and we think it has great promise. Okay, full transcription here by UBM. Watch the video here. We got that marked out here. So, and a note from me. Some have come to the erroneous conclusion that this video is fake because the guy took a shortcut and used brain pictures, not any of his information or revelation, from the internet. But if you try searching for chemtrail brain fog or chemtrail brain and see what people are experiencing. A whole country by us has shut their school system, a county by us has shut their school system down due to chemtrail spraying, and many are experiencing a dumbing brain fog and loss of memory. And this, of course, was back in 2015, right? And it's no different today. Many are complaining of the brain fog today, more than ever, loss of memory today. Okay, and we call that article on UBM, which we have here, Immunized from Christianity. Now, here's a revelation that goes right down this line. It was given to Mariana Payne in March of this year, 2021, and we called it The Beast Vaccine and the Zombie Apocalypse. And it's very eye-opening. It'll let you know where we're going. It's not crazy. It's already happened. It's been tested, and it's already happened on a small scale, okay? And Mariana says in this dream, and I believe that Mariana here is representing the corporate bride, the body of the bride, okay? She said, I saw an old man wearing a dark cloak kneeling down before a statue or something similar. He was beating a small drum in a fervent chant, calling up his demons, I suppose. He was trying to call back to life a dead child, but he had no power to do so. Well, I believe that this dead child died of their experimentation, these witches, this witchcraft. They died of this experimentation. And they had another way besides bringing this child back. Okay. I believe that this could represent the witchcraft and Satanism that the deep state is using in their torture and sacrifice of children in order to produce the adrenochrome needed for their own infusion of eternal youth. They think it hasn't worked, but they're deceived, right? Satan's counterfeit for the eternal life that Christ offers those who sacrifice their flesh nature to have his eternal life, okay? Then the old man somehow got a serum. I'm going to call this a vaccine. And he infused a copy of the dead child, a clone. If you don't know there are clones out there, wise up and do some research. Anybody that's got the money can have one. And merged the serum with the child together. So this copy, this clone, was given the vaccine. In a very perverted way, it says. Now, on a surface level, the vaccine makers are experimenting on babies with their evil vaccines. I'll give you a couple of links here. It's being done. And it's being often questioned by people who come against their immorality, let me say. And I'll give you a link to that too. And you can find a lot more links than this out there. I just gave you two, okay? Could this copy of a dead child represent a clone that they are experimenting on to see how this vaccine affects humans? I do believe that the vaccine is going to kill many people. But the deep state will hide it in a COVID mutation. In this dream, they even infused the DNA of a small child in the serum. And yes, they have used aborted fetal tissue in vaccines for years. But it seems that we're getting warnings that another more deadly strain of COVID plague is about to appear on the scene because of the vaccinations. COVID-21 was discovered on the captured Evergreen ship that blocked the Suez Canal, along with deep state ships around it seeking to protect what their investments, but they got caught. And, of course, the good guys, so to speak, knew it was coming, and they captured them in the Suez Canal. And even the CDC has a preparedness guide for a zombie apocalypse scenario. Yeah, and they're always ready for something that they're going to cause, right? I was then transported to a shopping store, like an outlet mall. Inside one store, people were passing around a child looking for someone to adopt him. Well, this store is for trafficking children. This child was only wearing a diaper, like a lot of them are. It's an easier way to take care of a bunch of children, right? Again, on a surface level, the trafficking of children for purposes of experimentation, perversion, and adrenochrome harvesting, etc., is rampant in the deep state and in the earth. Thank God it's being brought down. When the child came to me, I held him, caressed his little head, and looked at him, and his face had no expression or emotion. Well, this is to symbolize a dumbed-down clone experimentation. His hair was fuzzy and short like a baby, but he had a black little rat's tail ponytail in the back. I believe this is symbolizing that its brain has been perverted by a bunch of rats. I asked, how old is he? He was only 1 year old. I handed him back. I was not going to adopt him. Another woman decided to adopt him, and she held him in her arms, looking him over. This was the child that the man I saw in the beginning of my dream had recreated with the serum. Aha. So, anyway, this second woman here, we believe, represents the harlot, and they're going to adopt this perversion into their lives, and many of them are going to die from this perversion. The vaccine on the copy or the clone of the baby, which was now dead from their experimentation, no doubt. Cloning is now common with the deep state. Anyone who can afford it can have one. Many government officials have them for protection. Many criminal people have them for protection, etc. I think that they've discovered that there are at least three Hillarys. They have just sentenced the last Hillary, I believe on the 26th, to be hung. And that was through a military tribunal. Once they have this product, they know what they can do to every child and every human. Yeah. I walked out of the store and sat on a bench, representing being in the rest. Directly in front of me was the store, and to the right was an elevator. In other words, not the store, but to the right of the store was an elevator. The elevator opened up, and four men rushed out. The one man was holding a jar with the lid off, and inside was the remaining little bits of the serum. I think this is speaking about people discovering what they've done, the evil that they've done, and revealing what they've done. with this vaccine. They ran up to me and asked me, "Have you seen the man?" I knew they were asking about the same man I saw in the beginning of my dream. But before I was able to answer, another man turning around and said, "Oh no, he already joined the child and the serum or the vaccine." I then saw within my dream a vision of a telescopic view of DNA molecules and the goop serum from the jar coming in contact with each other, and the goop swarming and overtaking the good DNA and devouring it. So this is what they're doing. They're out to pervert the very nature of humanity, as though it's not perverted enough by sin. So these men on the right have been investigating the criminals with their fake vaccines to expose the evil deep state players in their attempts to pervert the DNA and the blood and the nature of mankind to make obedient servants to the Satanist elite. The blood of this hybrid child, representing many such children, would be vulnerable to them. The four men went running off towards the store, and I followed after them because one of the four men was Isaac. That was her husband. And although this Isaac was taller, more muscular, he had his shirt off, and he had longer, fuller, shinier hair, I knew it was Isaac, but everyone else called him Matt Stone, or something similar. I think it was that because of the symbolism. Well, Isaac was the chosen seed of Abraham, from which would come the true chosen children of God. The elite want to create their own chosen people to oppose the chosen people of God. Well, isn't that what the Nazis were doing? And where did the Nazis, you know, begin again to do their experiments after the war? Operation Paperclip, in our own government, the deep state. Okay. From Isaac came the father of the 12 patriarchs. So it was important that this chosen seed would be what was sown to bring forth the 12 patriarchs. From Ishmael, whom God refused as a seed stock, right? From Ishmael came the 12 patriarchs of the opposition. And the seed which was created by man's works, Abraham's works through a surrogate and not faith in God. Oh, is it coming together for you? Well, there's a good seed and a bad seed, right? And let me say that in the natural, that really doesn't matter, because when a person gets born again, it's the blood of Jesus. It don't matter which side they came from. Just remember that. Matt Stone here represents Jesus in the corporate man-child body of ministers who will be in Abraham's type as a father of a multitude. These people are going to be little Abrahams running around because they're going to sow the seed that's going to bring forth the good seed, right? And a multitude of people are going to be converted, just like it was with Jesus, right? Because this is Jesus. When you put the word in your heart, guess whose blood is flowing in your veins, right? It's the blood of Jesus. Amen. Spiritually speaking. Now, these will lead and teach the woman in the wilderness with the seed of God. Matthew means gift of God. And stone is a play on words. Jesus was the stone, that the builders and the deep state rejected. And the rock that followed the Israelites through the wilderness that Moses struck to provide water for them to drink. And we, as you know, our rock was struck too, right? Jesus. And he brought forth the water and the blood, remember? On the cross. So Luke 20, 17 and 18 says, "The stone which the builders rejected, the same was made the head of the corner. Everyone that falleth on that stone shall be broken in pieces." In other words, the old man will be destroyed. "But on whomsoever it shall fall, it will scatter him as dust." Yes, make sure you fall on the stone. 1 Corinthians 10, 1 through 4. "Our fathers were all under the cloud, and all passed through the sea, and were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and did all eat the same spiritual food, and did all drink the same spiritual drink. For they drank of the spiritual rock that followed them, and the rock was Christ." There you have it. "We all ran in the direction of the store. We were chasing the man, the shoppers, and the woman who decided to adopt the child. We chased them out of the store and down into a valley." Yes, the low places of the earth, right? They are the lowest of mankind. "And all of these characters represent corporate bodies of people who will be exposed and brought low, as in this valley, and abased in their valley of humiliation because of their rebellion and wickedness." Isaiah 40, 3 through 5. "The voice of one that crieth, prepare ye in the wilderness the way of the Lord. Make level in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low. And the uneven shall be made level, and the rough places a plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. Do you know that the feet of the man-child, or the feet of the Lord, his presence in the earth, is facing the feet of the beast," as in Daniel's revelation, you know, and they're both coming to maturity at the same time. The sons of God and the sons of the devil are coming to maturity at the same time. There's about to be a clash that the sons of the devil are going to lose. The only thing the sons of the devil can do is crucify flesh. They have that from God. And of course, that's necessary to mature the sons of God. "The four men and I somehow found a hunter's wooden deer blind shelter and decided to stop there. This deer blind shelter was on top of a hill. I believe it probably represents Mount Zion, the bride. Because remember, one of these four men was the man-child. With the valley below and a forest beyond the valley. It was a little 8x8 empty shelter with sliding doors on the three sides and a large rectangle cut-out opening to shoot down into the valley below in the front, which is made like a deer blind, right? Well, I believe the deer blind is a place to hide and not be seen by the beast. This will protect the bride during this time when the deep state beast is trying to depopulate mankind. How many of you have followed us in the revelations of the bride being protected from the beast? Because There is no curse on the bride. They're serving the king, right? And I believe here the 8x8 empty shelter represents abiding in Christ in heavenly places. The gematria of Christ is 888. Amen. Jesus, Jesus, is 888. Amen. The shelter is empty because so few abide in Christ at this time. Well, we see that the bride does, and that is a place of safety. It's the secret place of the Most High, like Psalm 91, right? And this must be learned from the seed of God through the man-child in the wilderness tribulation. And what is the seed of God? It is the Word of God, as in the parable Jesus gave of the sower. Okay? And all our needs will be supplied there supernaturally. It was an empty blind. There was no needs there. There was nothing there to supply man. The needs are supplied by the Lord. Like when the Israelites went into the wilderness to serve God, quote unquote. They didn't have enough with them, and they finally ran out of everything they had, but God kept on supplying. He eased them into the spiritual life. The valley was filled with at least 100 people, more than what we had chased down, and the four men and I were looking down at the people through the cutout. Okay, the 100 people probably represents the fullness of wickedness that has reached heaven, and now God's judgment is falling. Revelation 18, 2 through 8 says this, "Fallen, fallen is Babylon the Great, and has become a habitation of demons." And believe me, there's only two cities and two men on the earth, Christ and Antichrist, Babylon and Zion, right? Has become a habitation of demons and a hold or a prison of every unclean spirit and a hold of every unclean and hateful bird. For by the wine of the wrath of her fornication, all the nations are fallen, and the kings of the earth committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth waxed rich by the power of her wantonness. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, "Come forth, my people, out of her." You can see it's a very dangerous place. All these people that are going and taking the thing that's going to lead to the mark of the beast, the physical mark, all their experimenting is leading in that direction. All of it. "Come forth, my people, out of her, that you have no fellowship with her sins." If you don't come out and you cease from following them and their medical establishment and the CDC and all these people, if you don't, you're going to be partaker in their sins. And as you listen, you're going to find out how. "And that you receive not of her plagues." Oh, yes, the plagues are going to come upon the people who have received these vaccines. In fact, they're going to be carriers. People think they're going to make their fellow men safe by taking the vaccine. No, they're destroying their immune system so that they become carriers of any disease. And they'll be dying like flies from the various diseases that doesn't look like COVID-19. Yeah. "For her sins have reached even unto heaven, and God hath remembered her iniquities. Render unto her even as she rendered, and double unto her the double according to her works." Oh my goodness. These wicked people, rendering unto them double, that should be enough to drain the swamp. "In the cup which she mingled, mingle unto her double." Okay, they're going to reap what they have sown. "How much soever she glorified herself, and waxed wanton so much give her of torment and mourning, for she saith in her heart, I sit as a queen, and am no widow, and shall in no wise see mourning. Oh, are they so wrong? They are so wrong. Therefore in one day shall her plagues come, death and mourning and famine, and she shall be utterly burned with fire, for strong is the Lord God who judged her. Yes, the beast will devour the harlot and burn her with fire. Then on the left side of the valley, I saw the woman who adopted the child. Oh, representing the apostate church on the left, who spreads her disease of false doctrine that leads to her followers astray to receive the vaccines and the mark of the beast. She went to hug another person with her arms open wide and head tilted, and she bit into the other person's neck and started to drink their blood. Oh, took the vaccine, did you? Then she turned around and ripped out the bitten flesh. The person she bit then turned and bit into another person in the same manner. Sounds just like the famed vampire, right? The two people then also turned around and bit into another two, and so on. Would you think the deep state designed all the vampire movies with this plan in mind? Soon, because they always have to tell what they're going to do, right? Soon the entire valley was filled with blood, and everyone was biting into each other and drinking blood. The Lord has been showing us prophetically through the word and dreams that the apostate church is going into beast captivity, like Israel and Judah did for their sins. And that this was taking the form of demons from the pit who inhabit the world body of the beast on earth. And that's why the Lord says, come forth out of her, my people. I'm talking about the harlot of Babylon in the church. Come forth out of her. They're preaching lies. They're leading you to destruction. Attacking Christians in their apostasy to cause them to have the mind of the beast. Why, is it not hard to have the mind of the beast? All you got to do is not die. The mind of the beast is the mind of the flesh. And the works of the beast, the hand, right? It's the forehead and the hand, and the hand of the beast represents the works of the flesh. Okay. And this leads people to the mark that we're talking about, the physical mark that identifies these people publicly. Okay. And God's grace is doing that. So this is happening through religious spirits and movements like the false revival, the false prophetic, the faction movements. This is happening. People are being taken out and acting like beasts. And Eve had a short dream recently of a demon pilot spraying little demonic creatures from a plane that would recreate his spirit in multitudes of people. We'll share this with you. We called it a worst beast plague coming upon the earth. Eve Brast, 4:11-21. Now, we're going to come back to Mariana's revelation here, but right now we're going to take a look at this. I dreamed that I was high up in the sky among the clouds, viewing a large gray plane frozen in suspended animation. In other words, it was already flying, but was stopped. Okay, I could see, by the way, I think that some of it has stopped. We just started having decent weather here again. You know, it gets cold when it's supposed to be warm, because they keep spraying and blocking the sun, and this is the garbage that they're spraying, you know. I know, I've heard the good guys say they're spraying the good stuff, but, you know, I've yet to be seen for sure about that. I could see through the walls of the plane. The gray plane suspended in animation could represent a deep state plan of the enemy that is about to be activated that will bring more death and control over the population. That was Eve's transcription or translation of this. I saw the pilot of the plane standing in the cockpit. He had a gray flight suit on with red, white, and blue strips of stitching that ran vertically down the sleeves and the pant legs of the flight suit. He had just, now you know the deep state is not very patriotic, and they're, you know, they don't really pledge allegiance to any country, and if they're in your country, they're there to divide and conquer it, okay? But they have to be shown to be Americans, okay? He had just finished placing a white fighter's pilot helmet on his head in preparation to take control of the cockpit and begin flying the plane. Well, I think that the gray flight suit represents death coming to America, and probably in many forms, through vaccines, chemtrail spraying, rebellious uprisings rooted in anarchy and patriotic spirits, etc. The red, white, and blue on the suit represents that these are American pilots who are traitors. Remember, anybody that is a deep state or anybody that's into faction is a traitor. Judas was full of a spirit of rejection, and he became a traitor, a faction against Jesus, and he hung himself with his own hands. The white pilot helmet with internal communication represents a programmed mind for only one cause. These spirits and their multi-purposed missions are about to be unleashed on this country for a time to bring chastening, repentance, ultimately a Red Sea judgment on these enemies, and then revival. All this is God's purpose, to drain the swamp, both in Christianity and in the world, right? I saw that the pilot had the face of a demon. It looked black and leathery, like a bat. Like beasts who fly in darkness, right? He had pointed ears that struck straight up, and a mouth full of very sharp white teeth with vampire fangs. There you go. And now he's spreading his poison, you see. His eyes were reptilian with slits for pupils. In other words, he is really an alien. He's wearing a suit that says that he is an American pilot, but he is an alien. Well, we know what vampires do. They suck the blood life out of their victims and turn them into dumbed down, compliant, walking dead zombies. Yeah. He sat down in the pilot's seat and took control of the steering apparatus of the plane and the controls. The plane began to move through the sky again, meaning it was once moving through the sky, but now was interrupted for a period of time and then started flying again. And as the demon pilot pushed a button inside the cockpit, I watched as the plane sprayed out multitudes of tiny mechanical robots that had spider bodies. But the faces on all of the robot spiders had the same demon face as the pilot. This is exactly what they're doing. This spirit will replicate itself and give many the spiritual mark of the beast, a mind of the flesh and the works of the flesh. These tiny robotic enemies take over the minds of men. There's much talk about it, much teaching about this, that they have perfected this method. He was spraying them down upon the earth below to go throughout the earth and harm and kill the people. I knew in the dream that this was a much worse plague or judgment that was being unleashed upon the people. Yeah. You know, if it neutralizes your killer cells against disease, which are specific or non-specific cells, they kill any kind of disease. But then they give you something that's supposed to stop one disease, which takes out that immunity, which is non-specific. So they're taking a specific killer cell, putting it in you. It overcomes the non-specific cells that take out all of the diseases, so that now you have no defense against them, and you even become a carrier. The people with the virus who have taken the vaccine, by the way, are the ones that are going to die by the virus the most, the fastest. So your vaccine is deadly to you and to everybody around you. So this can only harm those who dwell upon the earth and are earthly. God's bride and elect who dwell in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus will only look with their eyes and see the reward of the wicked, as it is promised in Psalm 91. And then I woke up, Eve said. So now let's go back to Mariana's dream. She said, everyone was climbing on top of each other down in the valley, screaming and yelling with fear, trying to get away and being overtaken. I saw chunks of flesh being thrown around and blood squirting everywhere. It was like a wave rolling over them in this valley. Well, this zombie apocalypse will completely overtake and destroy all those who don't have the mark of God in their right hands and their foreheads. That's why it's so important to put the Word of God into our hearts and minds, so that we are protected from all the deceptions and the vaccinated people. And this is all comes to pass by putting the Word in our hearts, right? One man in the deer shelter watching the carnage in the valley yelled, it's spreading. It's designed to spread. Yeah. Close the doors. I went to close the three sliding doors on the three walls, but the doors were only wimpy screens, and the locks were only flimsy little switches. Not enough to keep anyone out if they were really trying to break in. So the protection is to be sealed by the Spirit of God through our faith. And I believe that the three doors could represent body, soul, and spirit, the three doorways that make up our person. Paul said in 2 Corinthians 12:9, and he has said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Notice it was a shelter of weakness. There was no physical properties there to defend them. The defense was who they are. The bride, the man-child, those people that are doing righteously and trying to defend the world against all this evil. So, most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my weaknesses, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Glory in your weaknesses? Yeah. Because God gets the glory then. When His power preserves, heals, delivers you, He gets the glory. He does it if you're weak to do it yourself, right? People who are trusting in the medical establishment have died of many things. Last time I saw, the Journal of the American Medical Association said that 450,000 people die each year of iatropic causes. When Jesus prays for the sick, when His disciples pray for the sick, there's no bad side effects. So the wimpy screens and locks are only wimpy to our natural sight and perception, but in the spiritual reality, they are strong to protect us if we walk by faith in the promises of God and are led by the Holy Spirit. We believe in Psalm 91. We believe in the Passover, right? The screens represent the free flow of the Holy Spirit to go right through this Tower of Zion and to guide our lives. And His discernment comes with the Holy Spirit to screen out the evil and the deceptions. Amen. The people were not yet bitten. Those that were not yet bitten were running up from the valley, trying to get away, and running past our deer shelter. Some people stopped and said that they wanted to get in and take shelter with us. But I said, "You can't come in here unless you're ready to die." No one wanted to die, so they kept on running past, looking for shelter elsewhere. In other words, they want the defense of something besides Jesus Christ, right? No one else came into our deer shelter or even tried to break in. Well, you know, the crucified life. In other words, if you're ready to die, you can come in there, okay? The crucified life is the only way to escape what is coming. You must lose your life to gain your life. Many in Christianity are not willing to die, so they'll be captured and marked by the beast. And Jesus said, if you try to save your old life and your old man or your old nature, you will lose your eternal life. Matthew 16:24-25. Then said Jesus unto His disciples, if any man would come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whosoever would save his life shall lose it, and whosoever shall lose his life for my sake shall find it. Oh, praise the Lord. Pay attention, folks. Pay attention. Then the four men stood defensively at the cutout opening of the deer blind and took aim at those in the valley below. I didn't hear gunshots, but I knew that they were shooting something down to those infected below. Yes, the beast. The beast is being conquered by the saints, but not by any kind of physical gunshots or warfare. Our warfare is not with flesh and blood. It is a spiritual battle fought with faith and prayer and intercessory warfare and the spoken word. Amen. There was a loud noise that filled the valley and the deer shelter. Then the deer shelter quickly filled with a cloud of smoke. Could be the Red Sea coming together, right? That would be a loud noise, wouldn't it? Because, you know, that's when the cloud of smoke showed up, right? I got down to the ground and rolled under a table that wasn't there before. I waited there for what seemed like 30 minutes. Hide thyself for a little moment. until the indignation be past, the Lord said, right? Amen. While the four men continued to shoot down into the valley, I couldn't see because of the smoke, and then the loud noise stopped. The four men had stopped shooting down into the valley. There was a silence. Probably the Red Sea. The Israelites were protected by a cloud of smoke by day from the Egyptian army. And this cloud was the presence of the Lord. Deuteronomy 1:29-33 says, Then I said unto you, Dread not, neither be afraid of them. The Lord your God, who goeth before you, he will fight for you, according to all that he did for you in Egypt before your eyes, and in the wilderness, where thou hast seen how that the Lord thy God bare thee as a man doth bear his son in all the way that ye went until you came unto this place. The Lord your God, who went before you in the way to seek you out a place to pitch your tents in fire by night to show you by what way you should go, and in the cloud by day. So the table that appeared in the deer blind, the Lord said about Joseph, he'd give him a table in the presence of his enemies, right? Amen. And it represents the Lord's pavilion where we are sheltered from our enemies. Psalm 27, 5 and 6. For in the day of trouble, he will keep me secretly in his pavilion. I got a wonderful revelation about that pavilion in the natural and where it was. Mm-hmm. In the covert of his tabernacle will he hide me. He will lift me up upon a rock. And now shall my head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. And that 30 minutes, it could represent a span of time. Amen. Well, as the smoke cleared, I thought that the four men were dead and that the infected had taken over the shelter. But that wasn't the truth. I felt someone gently grab my leg and pull me out from under the table and lift me over their head. It was Isaac. The four men were still living, and Isaac gently pulled me out from under the table. I said Isaac's name, but he didn't recognize it as his name. In other words, he had a new name, meaning in Greek, nature, character, and authority. Isn't that cool? He had a new name that he was answering to. Amen. He said that he was Matt Stone, but I knew it was my husband, Isaac. The three men and Isaac, who was carrying me over his shoulder, were now running out of the deer shelter. So Jesus is the husband of the first fruits bride. She will recognize the man-child and follow him through the wilderness tribulation. And even in this wilderness tribulation we're talking about around us now, which is coming before the tribulation, right? But it is the wilderness. As I was being carried out of the deer shelter, I looked down into the valley below. All the people were lying on the ground like they were dead. But then I saw an arm raise up, and then I saw someone else sit up. Slowly, one by one, they were getting back up, and their movements were very stiff and zombie-like. Yes, all the people in the valley were no longer themselves, but were part vampires now. Interesting. So they were taken over by the mind of the beast, the little demons, right? little demons of the vaccine, whether it's sprayed from the air or whether it's stuck in your arm, whatever, you know. The vampire people were starting to climb up the valley and were looking for some more people to bite to spread their infection. And she said, I feel like the zombies are those who are spiritually dead. They're trusting in man and passing on their demons through the slaying of the innocent while spreading their ideology into spiritual death. This also represents that the deep state beast is growing. Well, of course, he is growing. And he's assimilating many people. And it's just like the faction. I talk to people, even the guy that's supposedly leading it now. He told me we had about 3 dreams that he was going to fall into faction. He said, oh, that'll never happen to me, David. And a week later, he was gone. And then when he was taken over, he didn't know he was taken over. None of these zombies ever think that they've been taken over. It's your fault. They never take credit for any sins. They never confess any sins. It's all your fault. So they make up some stuff, which we call slander. Well, this sounds like a zombie apocalypse that scientists say the vaccines are going to cause. It's also a spiritual mark that will bring spiritual death to many apostate Christians that are in part of the worldwide body of the harlot. Yeah. Okay, remember what I said. There is a cure for the spiritual mark of the beast, the mind of the flesh and the works of the flesh. And that is repentance and faith in Jesus Christ, who took away your sins and nailed them to that cross. There is no solution for the physical mark of the beast. It's the final sealing of those who have walked after the mind of the flesh and the works of the flesh, which Paul said, you will die. Right? If you walk after the flesh, you must die. The 4 men and I were now on a boat sailing on the water, and we were sailing past harbors and piers. And as we passed a pier, I saw 2 men fishing. One man caught a fish, and the other man didn't. The man who did not catch a fish got angry and swelled up, doubled in size, and his head enlarged. That's what happens to all of them. His jaw dislocated. That happens to all of them, too. And he showed off rows of jagged, razor-sharp teeth. Yes, that's them. They bite and devour. He was going to bite the man that caught the fish if he didn't give it to him. Well, you know, they're trying to take fish away from the rightful people who have taken charge of the fish, and they bite them. They bite them to get them to give it up. But the righteous don't give it up. So the man who caught the fish lowered his head and gave it to him. And this represents the true fishers of men or disciples of Christ being persecuted in these end times by their apostate or factious brethren out of jealousy, just like the Pharisees who were confederate with the Roman beast system and persecuted Jesus in his day. So let me say, the wicked among the leadership, they're going to give in. And the righteous are not going to give in. Okay? They don't care what slanderers say. These people will all be found out for what they are. All of them having disjawed mouths with teeth sticking out. They're killers. They're seeking whom they can devour with their slander, right? But again, there is a natural fulfillment of this. So hold on, okay? We sailed on, and the next pier, there was a group of youths playing on a basketball court. The youths were opening up their mouths and counting their new rows of jagged vampire teeth, showing them off, and they were practicing dislocating their jaws, and they were also starting to levitate and were practicing their new vampire powers. And we kept on sailing, and then I woke up. Well, let me say that the whole earth is going to be assimilated by the beast, into the beast, kind of like the Borg. You remember the Borg had to go out and assimilate people into their cult? Well, Revelation 13 and 3 says, "And I saw one of his heads as though it had been smitten unto death, and his death stroke was healed, and the whole earth wandered after the beast." Ooh, they're coming back to life, kind of like what we just saw. In verse 7, "And it was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them." Talking overcoming their flesh, not their soul, spirit, so on. "And there was given unto him authority over every tribe, people, and tongue, and nation. And all that dwell on the earth shall worship him, every one whose name hath not been written from the foundation of the world in the book of the life of the Lamb that hath been slain." Okay. So, you know, the whole world is going to be taken over by the beast, absorbed by the beast. And you're seeing, and you're hearing how this is being done. So, here's Deb's vision of the broken traffic light, which we thought was significant. She got this on 3/11/21. "I had a flash vision of a broken traffic light just hanging there. No red, no yellow, no green. I didn't see anything else to indicate where it was or the time of day." And she believes that this was representing no direction for man's vehicles. Everyone doing that which is right in his own eyes. And of course the result being that there will be wrecked lives and wars and etc. Revelation 6, 3 and 4 says, "And when he opened the second seal, I heard the second living creature saying, Come. And another horse came forth, a red horse. And to him that sat thereon, it was given to take peace from the earth, and that they should slay one another. And it was given unto him a great sword." Does that sound anything like Mariana's revelation there, slaying one another? Absolutely. We've seen the faction do that, slay and slay with their slander. And they're dead as they can be, have no recognition of God, no conscience, no nothing. They're zombies. So, only the bride will be spared, she says. The deep state, wrath, plague, economy collapse, etc. "There's no peace to the wicked, saith the Lord. The GCR is for the Lord's purpose of getting the gospel out, not to bring peace to the wicked," right? So forget that. It just ain't going to happen. And by the way, you know, there's the New Age Gaia worshiping Jassara false prophets out there too. So they want to deceive you. If you can't be protected from Christianity, they'd like to deceive you and divert you off in another direction. Right? That's what demons do. Okay, here's zombie apocalypse. Destruction of the frontal lobe. And this was given to Casey Burt, 2/28/15. The description here concerning the destruction of the frontal lobe of the brain, this is my notes, by the way, would cause the zombie apocalypse represented in this dream as the spiritual walking dead. There is much symbolism here pointing to the warning of the scripture. Galatians 5 and 15, if you bite and devour one another, take heed that you be not consumed one of another. And verse 19, now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, sorcery, which is witchcraft, enmities, strife, jealousies, wraths, factions, divisions, parties, envyings, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of which I forewarn you, even as I did forewarn you, that they who practice such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. So don't be deceived. As we're also told in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, right? Don't be deceived. The people who do these things, they'll not inherit the kingdom of God. Well, this biting and devouring one another is the habit of those who lose their fervency for God. Unforgiveness, hatred, anger, criticism, bitterness, slander, railing, backbiting, jealousy, strife, and so on. The deep state government has been joking about this zombie apocalypse for some time in accordance with the powers that be and their habit of telling us beforehand what they are planning to do. Yes. You see how crazy the witchcraft from the deep state has perverted people out there. They don't even know why they hate Trump. You know, it doesn't matter. It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't have to make any sense. They're just robots. So Casey goes on here. He says, during the night of April the 23rd, 1998, I dreamed I was walking through the halls of what appeared to be an elementary school. It was chaos. There were children in the halls actually biting the flesh of the arms and the legs of other children. It was horrific what I was seeing taking place. The teachers appeared deranged. The look about them resembled what the worst patients in a mental institution might look like. Oh, yeah, but that's normal. Normal. There were some who were not affected by this dementia. They walked close to the walls and avoided the others, but made no attempt to stop the carnage. So, let me say, much later than this revelation, all the more recent instances of this zombie syndrome, a demon possession of people who actually devour others, came to pass. Remember those who partook of the bath salts, who began to physically devour one another, chewing off people's faces and chewing off their limbs and so on and so on. This physically happened. There was an experiment there. We're going to come back to this a little bit later. Next, I found myself at a middle school or high school, and there were even more affected by this dementia here. It was horrible. The students were pulling others to the ground where they chewed the flesh off of them as if to eat it. And again, there were a few not affected who were able to run away but unable to stop what was happening. You know that demons can have supernatural strength. You think, well, I just won't let anybody do that. You just don't know demons. Okay? But if you know the Lord, you don't have to worry about the demons, right? Next, I was at a college campus. The majority of the campus population was affected, students and professors alike. The violence had escalated to the ripping off of limbs and consuming them. The demented ones had become unrecognizable. They were as bloody creatures, lacking human components. I felt I was witnessing the worst horror movie that was ever made. Yeah. I was then at a hospital, a place that should represent medical help and safety. But I was wrong. All were affected there, children and adults. I ran outside. The demented ones are everywhere, attacking each other. I saw a house near the ocean and ran past all the insanity to go in. My son Eric was in the living room. I grabbed him and told him we must hurry so that what was outside did not reach us. I saw the fear in my son's eyes and then looked to see a very small door on one wall of the living room. It was blended in with the design of the wood and was probably a secret door at one time. It was about 3 feet in diameter. We pulled the door open, yet I noticed that there was no doorknob. So it was a supernatural thing, right? We crawled inside, and I pulled the door closed. Of course, now there's no doorknob on the outside for the enemy to come in, right? It closed so tightly and firmly, like those stone doors that seal a passageway. Well, I pity those who do not believe the word, Isaiah 24:6. Therefore hath the curse devoured the earth, and they that dwell therein are found guilty. Therefore the inhabitants of the earth are burned, and few men left. We must believe that Jesus is the rock of our salvation, our secret place of the Most High, our Passover Lamb, the one who bore this curse upon himself. Galatians 3:13. Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is every one that hangeth on a tree. And 1 Peter 2:24. Who his own self bare our sins in his body upon the tree, that we, having died unto sins, might live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. Or Psalm 103:2-3. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, and who healeth all thy diseases. So many Christians have forgotten his benefits. And it will cost them their lives in many cases because they were stubborn and rebellious and did not read the word for themselves and did not follow the Lord instead of man. Then he said there were stairs and a light. The stairs formed a sideway V pattern at the halfway point, beginning the next section of the V upward. I saw a light switch. I turned off the light switch, and we are guided by a light coming from an upper room at the top of the stairs. Okay, that's good. That sounds real good. You know, the disciples gathered in the upper room in Acts 1 as the factious Pharisees sought their life. But the Spirit was poured out upon them, and revival went forth through them. Amen. I was thinking that now the demented ones will not see the doorway since the light is off. Hey, cool. The light of God will lead us to abide in him who is our hiding place. Psalm 32:7. Thou art my hiding place. Thou wilt preserve me from trouble. Thou wilt compass me about with songs of deliverance. Amen. Selah. and 119, 114. Thou art my hiding place and my shield. I hope in thy word. And Isaiah 32 and 2. And a man shall be as a hiding place from the wind, and a covert from the tempest, as the streams of water in a dry place, as the shade of a great rock in a weary land. Well, she said, in the upper room, I saw an old man sitting at a table, as though he were expecting us. I then turned to Eric and told him that there were about 100 angels in this room keeping us safe. Wouldn't you like to be in that upper room, filled with the Holy Spirit? Guided by the Holy Spirit, protected by the Holy Spirit. I saw that he was still terrified, so I said, Angels, reveal yourselves to my son. Let him see you. And about 10 of them appeared completely. The others were sensed spiritually as the very real presence from God. And I said to Eric, Jesus has sent these angels to protect us. The room is filled with God's angels, and we are safe. Well, in the dream, Eric and I had faith and trusted God to prevail on our behalf. It would seem to me that those who were not affected by the dementia will be those who have given ownership of their heart, soul, and life to God. For them, God will be a safe haven. And here's a post note that was on this revelation here in 2013. Recently, the CDC talked about a viral pandemic that would destroy or damage the frontal lobe of the brain, as well as certain illegal drugs like bath salts. Well, it seems that the chemtrails are spreading a viral pandemic. And we updated this in 2021 with a note. Now we see it is spread many other ways, especially in vaccines. Amen. You saw the bath salts. You saw the news media point out. People went absolutely crazy, began to physically devour one another. And he goes on to say, that kind of frontal lobe damage would result in the above-mentioned bizarre behavior. These people are no longer able to judge or discern normal human restraint on their actions or judge what is right or wrong. That's what's happening to them. They can't judge right or wrong. Ironically, it is being called zombie behavior. And here's an article here. Aluminum causes severe respiratory and nervous system disorders with brain damage. You know what's one of the major things they're spraying? Is aluminum. It also kills plants, closes up the roots of plants. Trees die. Trees have died all across the country, lots and lots of trees and other plants, because their roots closed up to defend them against the aluminum. And of course, they weren't being fed, right? Here's zombie injection by Patricia on 2:18 and 15. I do not know where I was in the dream, who the people were. Everyone was told to line up, and row after row of people stood in lines. In the dream, I was standing towards the back. I looked down the line and saw a person walking along each line, stopping at each person. And as I came closer, I could see what was happening. Each person was being injected with something. No one seemed to care, like it was just another injection. Well, many people have been deceived by the mainstream media to get in line for their life-saving vaccines. They're completely ignorant of the sinister plot of the deep state eugenicists to use these COVID-19 vaccines to aid in the mass depopulation agenda that they have planned for the planet. The very people who want to depopulate the planet with bioengineered viral weapons have now created the vaccine that's going to save our lives? That's ridiculous. Look who's doing it. These people have preached openly depopulation. What do you think the demons in them are doing? I thought to myself, I'm not going to get injected until I find out what the injection is for. I carefully and slowly moved out of the line so that no one could see me. I watched the people getting injected. And after a couple of minutes of being injected, they changed. They turned zombie-like, not knowing what they had become. Not knowing what they had become. They can't be convinced. I've tried convincing the faction. They can't be convinced. They looked the same, but they lost their free will. I pretended to act like them so that they would not know I didn't get the injection. They were watching to make sure everyone was injected. Well, they will eventually make the vaccine a requirement to participate in the beast system and to fly from country to country. You better learn how to translate. I know people. I've been contacted by people who were trapped in Israel when they made this announcement that you had to have an injection in order to fly. They're trapped there. I also spoke with one sister who was in Poland, because she got out just before they did this, and then she was trapped in Poland because they also decided that you had to have the injection in order to fly. I know people who want to travel, and the reason they're going to take the mark, excuse me, the reason they're going to take the injection is because they want to travel. Oh my goodness. So all kinds of pressure is going to be put on people to take the mark, so to speak. Although I don't believe this is the mark, I believe the mark is coming in the middle of the tribulation period, but this is definitely a prelude to bring people to the mark. This will enable people to make that decision to take the mark. Yes. Here's a little note. I'll put it in this text here. Chemtrail pilot blows the cover off of Operation Indigo Skyfold. And that was in 2015, too. And a couple of links. A courageous chemtrail pilot exposes the global geoengineering problem, or program, excuse me. And another one. More importantly, maybe my fellow pilots will read or hear about this and decide to come forward as well. And then there's some proof here. Links that you can go to. And both the New York Times and the Scientific American did articles on geoengineering chemtrails. Yeah. So, let me just say, back in 2015, I said this. In the links above, after the pilots spilled the beans about the poisons that they have been spreading from the skies, he told of their plan to up the ante with stronger doses of more poisons with their added advantage to make them disappear. meaning depopulate. The Lord has been showing us prophetically through the Word that the apostate church is going into beast captivity like Israel and Judah did for their sins, and that this was taking the form of demons from the pit who inhabit the world body of the beast on earth, attacking Christians in their apostasy to cause them to have the mind of the beast. This is happening through religious spirits and movements like the false revival, false prophetic, factions movement, etc. The next phase would be martial law from various natural and man-made catastrophes. That's right. They're going to control. That's what they want to do. But the Lord showed us the chemtrail connection. The Lord told me that the chemtrail spraying is connected with the zombie apocalypse the government has been joking about. But there is a real truth behind their jokes. The FunVax vaccination against fervent Christianity, for instance, utilizes the ability of this being carried in colds and flu germs so that it can also be spread person to person. Remember, zombies spread death to the living by their mouth, as in germs and viruses being coughed about, so that their victims become the walking dead. They are taking out the light in the front section of the brain, the mind, where the mark would be, as the DOD scientists were showing. It is a preparation for dumbed down people to take the mark of the beast. The beast is taking the apostates into captivity through the spiritually dumbing down vaccine. It's also making people submissive to all the government's will. True Christians submit to a point for the word's sake. A.A. Allen saw the skies being sprayed with poison, but there was deliverance for the true saints. Annette Rich saw them being sprayed with poison and confessed the air around her purified and escaped in the following revelations. And of course, that's I may not give that in this particular time period because we're not going to have time. But here is a portion of our book, Hidden Manna for the End Times. We're coming to a very miraculous time. Where iniquity abounds, grace much more abounds. The Lord told me there will be saints walking on water, multiplying food, blessing poisoned water and food, raising the dead, doing miraculous healings, disappearing from enemies, conquering enemies with the spoken word, parting rivers, causing vehicles to run without gas or water or batteries. I'm talking about the normal vehicles, not battery-operated electric cars that are coming. But those, too, could probably run by the power of God. But I've seen cars run without batteries. Speaking clearly in languages that they have never learned, feeling no effect from man-made plagues and poisonous gas. Blowing away clouds of poisonous gas, guided by the Spirit to places of refuge. And of course, this was way back when I first wrote all this in Hidden Manna, before all this has started coming to pass. Changing scoffers' minds, casting out demons, able to be martyrs for Jesus, and much more, because we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Philippians 4 and 13. I personally have experienced some of these things, and some that are not written there, but in my own wilderness experience. And I give testimony to some of these in Sovereign God for us and through us. Believers shall do these things, John 14 and 12. He that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto the Father. Why would some believe that God worked miracles for 4,000 years of Bible history, but suddenly decide that they are not necessary after Revelation was written? Silly, huh? Especially when they have nothing to back that up with. Only their unbelief forbids these kinds of works in their own lives. They've been talked out of this. Right at a time when they need it the most, they've been talked out of it by their preachers, for goodness sake. Since their preachers are powerless, from which you're supposed to turn away, according to the commands, because they're powerless, they have to preach a powerless message and to powerless people. They don't want people to pass them up doing miracles and signs and wonders, because that would show how worthless they are. Just exactly what Jesus did with the Pharisees. They were jealous and they were mad because they were made to look like fools, which they were. Okay? The Israelites had to put the blood of the lamb on the lintel and doorposts, meaning we have to walk in and out under the blood of Jesus by faith in his sacrifice. Exodus 12 and 23. For the Lord will pass through to smite the Egyptians, and when he seeth the blood upon the lintel and on the two side posts, the Lord will pass over the door and will not suffer the destroyer to come into your houses to smite you. Well, notice that it is the Lord who is smiting the wicked with the judgments of this world, and the destroyer is on his leash. You think you're going to stop? You think Trump is going to stop the vaccines? You know, just think about it. If it's God's wish, Trump won't see this as a problem. That's right. Because God's going to use it to wipe out the wicked, to drain the swamp. This is one thing he may not understand, okay? But in every other way, he's being used, you know, to be a help to rebuild the temple and the people of God. Not necessarily spare the beast, okay? He doesn't understand these things, but that's okay. God will use him the way he wants to use him. He has been loosed at various times throughout history and will be loosed in the tribulation. The World Trade Towers appear to be his work because his address is 911. Revelation 911. They have over them as king the angel of the abyss. His name in Hebrew is Abaddon, and in the Greek tongue he hath the name Apollyon, or destroyer. Aha. Just like back in the Exodus, right? He is the king of the demons over the destruction of earth. And only those who live under the blood through faith are accounted as righteous and escape. It doesn't matter if we call ourselves Christians. It's the faith that counts. Exodus 12 and 13 says, when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and there shall no plague be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. When I smite the land of Egypt. So the destroyer was on the Lord's leash when he struck the land of Egypt, when he passed over God's true people who believed in the power of the blood and smote the Egyptians. That just lets you know there's a lot of Egyptians going to church. In this text, the blood of the Lamb, Jesus, delivers us from all plagues. The judgments that God brought upon Egypt were all called plagues. Exodus 9, 14, and 11, and 1. The Hebrew word plague just means a blow or to smite. And it's not restricted to an epidemic, but can be an epidemic. Okay? And those who abide in Christ under the blood are hidden from judgment. Psalm 91 and 1. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. People are choosing to do what they want to do, even to take the vaccine so they can fly here and fly there, travel here, travel there, you know. But they're not concerned about their soul. For he will deliver thee from the snare of the fowler. There's a snare out there. You can see it. It's being passed on. And it's going to come suddenly on a lot of people when they start getting devoured, right? Those who wish to trap or imprison, that's a snare. Snare of the fowler. And from the deadly pestilence. An epidemic disease, a man-made or a natural one, right? Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, like missiles, for instance, for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, unseen biologicals, maybe, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday, like earthquakes, volcanoes, tsunamis, war, nuclear or chemical weapons, Antifa, Black Lives Matter, blah, blah, blah. And number 7, 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy tent. Yeah, he'll give his angels charge over you, right? Mm-hmm. So, based on this understanding, we should act and speak in agreement with God's word. Because faith apart from works is dead. James 2:26. And Psalm 91 and 2 says, I will say of the Lord, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Not, we're going to die. You remember Job, the thing that I greatly feared has come upon me. Oh. You know, fear and speaking out of your mouth curses upon yourself, your life, and your family. This is what people do whose mind is not renewed with the word of God, so that they learn that out of the heart man believes unto righteousness, but with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For thou, O Lord, art my refuge. There it is. There's a good confession in the sight of many witnesses, right? Notice that if we believe and say he is our refuge, then he is. Because then it goes on to say, thou hast made the Most High thy habitation. Your confession in your belief in the power of the sacrifice of Jesus and his blood and his delivering us out of the power of darkness, and etc. It's all these promises. Your confession in these promises of God puts you in the safe place of the Most High. The Lord, through Paul, also agrees with this, Romans 10 and 10, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Confess is the Greek word homologeo, which means to speak the same as. Say the promises. Speak the promises. If you learn to do this, you can escape even the vaccine. And we must believe enough to speak what God says. Because Jesus said in Matthew 10 and 32, everyone therefore who shall confess, meaning speak the same as, me before men, him will I also confess, which means to speak the same as, before my Father who is in heaven. In other words, he'll confess your deliverance to the Father if you will confess it before men. Verse 33, but whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father who is in heaven. Be careful what you say. Don't speak fear. You'll be following it next. Don't speak unbelief to the promises of the Word of God. Speak your deliverance. Speak it out of your mouth. Speak it so your own ears can hear it, and speak it so the devil can hear it, and speak it so men around you hear your confession. To deny what the Lord says before men is to not be justified before the Father in that point. Romans 3 and 4. Listen. God forbid, yea, let God be found true, and every man a liar, as it is written, that thou mightest be justified, which means accounted righteous, in thy words, and might prevail when thou comest into judgment. Oh, you see that? That is so clear. Speak God's truths. Confess them as yours. And be justified, so you can prevail when you're in the midst of judgment. Now we're seeing judgment about to take out and taking out multitudes of people. You must be called righteous by God through your confession, or you will not escape judgment. Many Christians confess the judgment before it comes to them. I can think of several times in the past when I have been told by a parent that they could not come to the assembly because one or more of their children had measles, chicken pox, or mumps. You say, well, that stuff's wiped out. Yes, it wasn't back then, though. And I've told these parents to bring their children because no one in our assembly would catch the disease. And I've never been disappointed after making a bold confession of faith in God. And when one of my own five children caught one of these diseases, unrelated to the above instances, we would always rebuke it and command it to go in Jesus' name, and it would. It did. It left. My children have never had more than a very light case of any of these, and most have never had them at all. Here's an example of a good confession. All right, well, thank you so much, saints, for bearing with me. And I pray that you are listening enough to do something about what is coming down the road, preparing your life, your thoughts, etc. And confessing God, confessing His promises. Learn, go through there and get the promises for the things that you are faced with. And use them, speak them, declare them in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you so much for your goodness to us, your grace towards us. Thank you for pouring out your Spirit upon us. Thank you that the brethren are listening to what's going on here, and they will be defended. Amen. All right. Good night. God bless you, saints. Thank you so much. Bye.